This letter indicating follow up progress note, patient name Ryan RYAN Andrew ANDREW, date of birth 10/24/1934, place Frankenwood Genesis Nursing Rehab, date of service 6/9/2023. This is a follow up visit. Patient subjective, patient complaining of right shoulder pain, no trauma, no fall, and he had the shoulder problem before, but he has no shortness of breath, no cough, no congestion, no nausea, no vomiting. SHT patient has a known COPD, he's on home oxygen, left nine lung cancer. Natural history of prostate cancer, diabetes, type 2, hypertension, chronic back pain, multiple spinal surgeries, hyperlipidemia, peptic ulcer, glaucoma. Through our system today, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, right shoulder pain, genital urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no uniparadipsia. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, orient, time 3. Family is at the bedside and he is in good mood. Blood pressure is elevated 190/75, pulse 84, temperature 97.5 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 95%. Had rhythmic anomaly, cardiac arrhythmia, no urine discharge, throat clear, neck supple. No JVD chest, non tender lung, bilateral bronchi at the lower lung, heart test, no stool abdomen soft, non tender bowels, no positive, right shoulder, painful movement, extremities in the legs, no cough, tenderness, no edema, neuro is awake, alert, re entry, and 3. Recent lab, sodium 145, potassium 4.1, carbon 105, CO2 37, BUN 18, 10, 0.9, myoglobin 10%, mercury 36.8, WBC count 7.6. Assessment, patient has been admitted with the deconditioning, with the multiple medical problem. Next line COPD, next line non-small cell lung cancer, next line prostate cancer, next line diabetes mellitus, next line multiple spinal surgeries. Next one, history of PE, history of DVT. Next one, hypertension that is uncontrolled. Because of significantly elevated blood pressure, I will repeat the blood pressure again. I discussed the nurse. And if the repeat is still elevated, I will increase her hypertensive medication and adjust. BP is elevated, our patient is clinically asymptomatic, but his blood pressure medication will be adjusted and he will be continuing on physical therapy. For right shoulder painful movement, he is getting physical therapy. If the pain doesn't improve and the shoulder mobility is still minimized, he will need orthopedic consultation. I have discussed with the patient also and with the family.